Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 9, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins. Bas Yisrael shenisus l'kayin. If a regular Jewish girl marries a kayin, t'echa bet truma, the halacha is, she's because of the marriage, she's permitted to eat truma. Mais, if her husband, the kayin, died, v'lohi menu ben, and she has a child from her husband, the kayin, or a daughter, a child here, it says a son, but it means a boy or a girl, says the Mishnah, t'echa bet truma, she's permitted to eat truma because of that live child. Nisus l'levi, what happens if this widow goes and she now marries a levi, toicha b'maser, she's allowed to eat maser because she's the wife of a levi, but she can't eat truma anymore, even though she still has a son from a kohen, because now she's considered a zara, she's considered a non-kohenes, and therefore the halacha is she can only eat maser rishain. Now this also only goes with the opinion that we said in the previous Mishnah, that a zar, that a non-levi, is not allowed to eat maser rishain. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. We don't pask in that way, and we rule that even a zar, a non-levi, is permitted to eat maser rishain. But anyways, the story continues. Mace, the husband of the levi died, the husband who was a levi died, v'lohi menu ben, and she had a son from her husband that was a levi. Toicha b'maser, even after he dies, she's still permitted to eat maser because she has the son who is a levi who permits her to eat. But she can't eat truma, even though she still has a son that's a kohen. But however, since she has a son that's a levi, that disqualifies her from eating truma. Nisus li Yisrael, she has her third marriage and she marries a plain, simple Jew, Yisrael. She can't eat truma and she cannot eat maser. Now, what happens? Says the Mishnah, if her husband that's a Yisrael dies, v'lahi menu ben, and she has a child from her third husband who's an ordinary Yisrael, then she can't eat truma or maser, even though she has a son that's a kohen, she has a son that's a levi, but since she has a son that's a Yisrael, that disqualifies her from eating truma and maser. Meis benami Yisrael. Let's say that child now dies, the Yisrael child dies, then she can eat maser because of the child who's a levi. Meis benami levi. If the child from the levi passes away, so all she has left is her son from a kohen, then the halacha is she can eat truma. Concludes the Mishnah, Meis Benami Kohen. However, if her third and final son passes away, God forbid, and she has no children left, so then, now she can't eat Truma Maser. She's not married to a Kohen or Levi. She has no children that are Kohanim and Levi. Therefore, she cannot eat Truma or Maser. She's like a regular Yisraelis. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Here, the Mishnah is very similar to the previous Mishnah, just it changes one variable. Bas Kohen Shenisis Yisrael. If you have the daughter of a Kohen, so in her upbringing, she's always allowed to eat Truma. But now that she marries a Yisrael, like Toicha b'truma, she becomes disqualified from eating truma. Meis, let's say her husband, the Yisrael, passes away, v'lohi menu ben, and she has a child, the Yisrael, from her husband, like Toicha b'truma, she cannot eat truma. Niseis, if let's say she didn't have children, then the halacha is she goes back home to her father's home, and she could eat truma. But since she has a child, that child disqualifies her from eating truma. Continues the Mishnah, Nises the Levi. Let's say afterwards she has a second marriage to a Levi. Toicha b'maser, she could eat maser because of her new husband. But she can't eat truma. Meis, let's say her husband that's a Levi dies. V'lohi menu ben, and she says a child who's a Levi from her second husband. Toicha b'maser, she continues to eat maser because of her child. Nises l'kayin, and she has a third marriage, and she marries a kayin. Toicha b'truma, she's permitted now to eat truma. Meis, let's say the husband that's a kayin died. V'lohi menu ben, and she has a child who's a kayin from that husband, Toicha b'truma, she's permitted to eat truma. And the child that she has from Yisrael doesn't disqualify her, since her last husband was a kohen, and she still has children from him. Meis benami kohen. Let's say her child from a kohen dies, like Toicha b'truma, so she becomes disqualified from eating truma. Meis benami levi. And then her child from a levi dies, like Toicha b'maser. She can't eat maser anymore. Meis benami Yisrael. Let's say her final child, God forbid, dies, the child from a Yisrael, Chayzeres Lebeis Savia, then she goes back home to her father's house, and says the Mishnah of Alzu Nemar, and in this situation the Pasuk says, V'shavel Beis Savia Kinu Reho, she returns to her father's home as she did when she was a young girl, Milechem Avia Toichal, she's permitted to eat the bread of her father. At that point she goes back to what she was as being a single girl, dependent on her father's home, and she's permitted to eat Truma going forward. Wishing you a fantastic day and an amazing upcoming week.